Blog Talk Radio.
Every week I say I'm going to catch it, and I don't catch it. I don't catch it. My goal is to cut off J. Cole before he start cussing. And J. Cole don't even cuss, but he says the N-word. And the N-word has been a part of the Eric Terrell Show for the past few weeks. Listen here, people. Why black males fail reading is what we're doing. This apparently is our back-to-school series finale. Okay, Coach Mark Brown and Latoya Salters and I had a great time last week as we discussed how to push your children's rapping, singing, and basketball careers. Okay, and how that balances with STEM majors and academic goals, and exactly how to deal with the fact that your child wants a career if they want it more than they want an education. You should go back and check it out. Great episode. Great episode. The week before, we kicked off our Back to School series. We sent a note to all of our college students, all of our prospective college students. This week, why black males fail reading, okay? Miss Amira Yasmin is going to join us in just a few short moments, okay? As you can see, I'm all alone, okay? I'm here by myself for once, but I'm having a good time already, okay? It's been a long time since I've been by myself, and I think I like it. I think that I don't want Asia back. I know Asia, Asia has been having issues, well-documented issues, with her phone and calling in, but, you know, and the bad thing is that I can talk about Asia freely, gratuitously. I can just have a ball. I can just bury Asia under the dirt. Because you know why? Asia doesn't even listen to the show when she's not on it. I can guarantee you she won't hear this. So make sure you tell Asia that when she's not listening and when she's not on the show, Eric is kicking her butt. But I love Asia. She knows it's all good, my big sister. And this is what we're doing, okay? This is what we're doing. We're keeping it education-related. We're keeping it education-related, and we're talking about our black boys. Now, black boys are happening less. What I mean by that, this makes our topic today even scarier, because black boys aren't made as much. They don't come along as often. It's funny, I was just having a conversation with Nicholas, with my boy Nicholas Christian earlier. We know that Nicholas's sister, Tiana, she's pregnant. We love Tiana. She's going to have a child. We're all going to have a new niece or nephew. And it turns out today that we know what we're going to have. And we're all going to have a new nephew. And me and Nick shouted, and we rejoiced, and we had a big party, because it's been a long time since we've had a nephew. And we have so much to offer to this young boy, but it's about time that we have a nephew. I don't know why God sends us female after female after female after female, as if it already isn't bad enough. We're outweighed 14-1, and when it comes to education, and when it comes into college, Lord knows we're outweighed. I mean, it's bad enough that so many men want to be women. I mean, there's more girls in Morehouse than Spelman, for crying out loud. But that's not the point, okay? Listen to me. That's not the point. The point is that, and we're gonna talk about this with Minister Du Bois in our episode coming up about single black women. The lot is thin, okay? The litter is scarce, all right? Especially when you talk about educated black men, because so many black men want to be a black woman, and I don't have a problem with that, but so many black men are incarcerated, and I have a problem with that, and so many black men are uneducated, have low standards. I mean, which is why black women pull their hair out, and it's why me and Nick rejoiced, because we're gonna have an educated black man. It's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. All right. Now, what's really relevant? What's back in the news is the fact that your president, Barack Obama, my president, I like him. I just want you guys to take ownership over him as well. But our president is continuing to promote the controversial proposal to provide a 2-year free community college. Okay. Now, I always say that President Obama has reached a point where his hair is white enough and his tenure is short enough, that his remaining tenure is short enough that he can just do whatever he wants to do. He can say what he wants to say. Now, obviously, he won't do that. He has an image here. He's got a legacy to maintain. But I do think that now is the time to take a shot at it. You know, now is the time, because people who know that Barack Obama has been successful, we have enough to brag about already. We don't need you to go out here and play it safe. We need you to swing for the fence right now. We need you to do some things, to shake up some cages, to ruffle some feathers, to do some things that you've been wanting to do, to stop, not that he ever was, you know, doing what people wanted him to do or pandering, but this is a good idea. This is a really good idea. This is a really good idea. And like I said, we're keeping it education-wise. There's tons of other news that we can discuss. Maybe our special guest will have some input. But it's a good idea. Education, says your president, has always been the secret sauce, the secret to America's success. Education has always been the secret sauce, the secret to America's success. All right. Now, I thank the president, because with a presidency like he had, it seems as though it's much less of a secret than it was before, because what he's never failed to do is highlight the fact that education is, as he once called it, the common denominator. Education is the common denominator, and that's something that we've talked about to nauseam on the Eric Terrell Show, because the three topics that we discuss the most are obviously race and relationships and what's that other R word? Religion. Race, relationships, and religion. And it's funny how education can tie into all three of those things in a very, very important way. Free community college. We know that nothing's free, but as our president once said, that an education should always be available to those who are willing to work for it. Willing to work for it. That being the key. Given that you have a commitment to maintain a acceptable, not by your standards, but by the standards of the program, an acceptable grade point average, you should be able to get at least a 2-year community college degree. I want to see some more things hashed out of this administration by the time we have to say goodbye to our beloved initial African-American president. Now, here we go. Here we go. President Obama, an extremely educated black man. And by extremely educated, I mean that he's a black man that can read, okay? Today, with my beautiful and well-educated, my wonderful, I've been waiting on this episode, my wonderful special guest, we are going to discuss why black males specifically fail reading, okay? Why they fail reading, what kind of consequences and repercussions happen because of this failure, all right? And do most black males fail reading? This is something that she kind of caught me off guard with when we initially had this conversation. I'm thinking, well, you know, I can read, but I suppose she's right. I think she's right, and I can't wait to hear her tell us about the black males. Everyone join me in welcoming educator Miss Amira Yasmin. What's going on, Miss Amira?
Hi, Eric. I'm so happy to be here with you this evening. Just want to say I'm very proud of you. I've watched you grow from, you know, a little boy to an intelligent young man, and I am appreciative of the ways in which you're using your talents. And I'm just happy to see you making the progress that you're making and the success that you're having. So, you know, shout out to you for all that you're doing.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate the shout out. I really do. I mean, you are always a prominent figure in my upcoming at Triumph Baptist Church. There's nobody, male and female, that we looked up to growing up like the figures that we had in our church. And man, you guys educated us by example, and we wanted to be prominent figures the way that you guys were as adults in our adulthood. And you really dropped a bomb on me when we had our initial discussion. I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do right here with this back to school series finale that I have on the show. And it's so funny when we had our discussion, because I was literally just thinking about it, and I was thinking about something that had to do with reading. I didn't know exactly what, but I know that reading is definitely a huge failure that has to be addressed amongst many others. And you pointed to the fact that black males have trouble with reading, and you pointed to some of the consequences and machinations and stratagems system-wise that have to do with it. And
yeah.
So... like I said, I really appreciate you. Really appreciate you joining me. And what do you? First of all, are we purposely uneducated by the quote unquote white man or the quote unquote system, or is this just an excuse that African Americans use to cover up, you know, parenting deficiencies or what have you? Basically, what I want to start by asking is the failure more system based or more self induced?
That's a really good question. I believe that a lot of the issues that we see with black males today are systemic, and it's by design. And I say we start talking about systemic slavery, systemic racism, those things that aren't like right in front of your face. They're not very apparent, but you see it in the way that black males are treated in society today. So I guess I'm going to work backwards, and I'm going to start with how you and I got our conversation and how I came to sort of share with you what we were talking about. Basically, I'm doing some research. When I got my master's, I wrote my thesis on something called the Special Education to Prison Pipeline, and specifically I focused on African-American males, and I focused on African-American males because those are ones that I'm around all the time. Those are the boys that I taught when I was a teacher. Those are the boys who are my brothers, my cousins. They grew up around me. Those are the boys that I saw in my church, in the community. So I saw that I really didn't meet black males who like to read. And I thought that that was kind of interesting. So from my research on Special Education to Prison Pipeline, and I'll talk a little bit about that, but in my research, I sort of started to look at, okay, well, why aren't black boys reading, and how does that affect this school-to-prison pipeline that's very apparent and very real in America today? And so in taking a step back and looking at, okay, what's going on with that, I started to look at the types of books that are read in elementary school. And so when you think about it, we're reading nursery rhymes, we're reading fictional books, fairy tales. And typically, those are books that boys aren't normally interested in, right? So if you start off with texts that boys aren't interested in, right away you lose them. Then as they get older, because in those primary grades they aren't able to work on comprehension strategies and reading strategies and things that will help them understand what they're reading, to look at words and to make meaning out of words, and to look at those words and to see that words become sentences and sentences become paragraphs and paragraphs become these books, if they don't have the practice, then where does that leave them? So just looking at those ideas and looking at how this thing started to come about, really, I really wanted to focus on how boys are sort of left behind when it comes to literacy. So when you ask the question, is it a systemic thing? I say yes. I don't think that all the time it's intentional, but I do think that it's something that happens, and it primarily impacts our boys, because for me, they are the endangered species. They are the boys that people care the least about. There's the least research about them. So that was a roundabout way of answering your question.
Yeah. Lord knows that everything that's done that's a bad thing isn't done with bad intentions. I mean, Lauryn Hill said the road to hell is paved with good intentions. That's L Boogie. Now,
shout out to L Boogie.
Shout out to L Boogie. Lord have mercy. I miss L Boogie.
Definitely.
L Boogie read, but she's a woman. It's funny because as I think about it more and more and more and more and more, I just realize you're so right. I just realize how right you are. I mean, admittedly, I confused at the top of the show, at the beginning of the show. I did kind of keep confusing educated with literate. I kept saying uneducated black men we will talk about why black men were uneducated. But being literate and uneducated aren't necessarily mutually exclusive, they're kind of different. Because I know, well, I'm extremely literate, if I could say that. But
you do say so yourself.
but the thing is, I could be wrong about that as I think about it more. Because if literacy comes by way of reading, I mean, I think I'm an excellent writer, but if it comes by way of reading, then I would have to concede that it isn't true that I would be illiterate, as hard as that is to say, because growing up, and maybe it had to do with the system and me being a black boy, but I didn't read. I never read. And when you said that you didn't run into a lot of black men that love to read, boy, is that true. And what first popped into my mind is that girls read cuter. You know, girls read a lot, because girls curl up with a book. They read on the bed. You see them at Barnes & Noble with their feet in the chair. They sit Indian style, and they're cute readers. But I can't picture a black man reading as well as I could picture a woman. I don't know if that has anything doing anything. But anyway, I think we have to consider
there are multiple types of texts, right? So, I mean, if you read the Bible, if you read the newspaper, you read magazines. So there are all types of texts that you can read. But I think that's the biggest part of it. When boys are young, they are not introduced to engaging literature, and they're not encouraged to read. And so what sort of happens with black boys is that now I haven't acquired these skills that are necessary to actually read and understand what I'm reading. So now I go into a couple of different roles, right? And you know this. You recall the class clown. So the one that when it was time to do work, he would get up and he would perform and he would make everybody laugh. And that was a distraction, right? Because it was going to keep him from doing his work, okay? So then you have the other boy who's the bully. You know, he's going to pick on the nerd, right? Because it's not cool to want to read. It's not cool to learn and to pay attention and to participate in class. So then you have the bully. So they sort of, and these are stereotypical, but they are roles that are common, and you definitely see them. So when they go into those roles, now what you have is the discipline, right? So these boys are disciplined. They go to the principal's office. They are suspended. They've been, you know, disrupting the class, and the teacher, you know, is pretty fed up with them. And sometimes a step back isn't taken to say, okay, why are they misbehaving? Why aren't they, you know, participating in the class as the other children? Maybe there is a deficiency that we haven't addressed. And so instead of saying that, they're disciplined. Now, what we do know is that school disciplinary policies disproportionately affect Black students, and more so Black males. So we know that Black students represent about 31% of school-related arrests. And also, Black students and Black boys are three times as likely as their white counterparts to be suspended and expelled because of these behaviors that could be attributed to the fact that they just haven't learned what they needed to know to be able to participate. So they go down two different roads, right? So one road is like that school-to-prison pipeline, because the research says that students who are suspended or expelled for violations are three times more likely to come in contact with the juvenile justice system. So now here they are from school straight to prison. This pipeline that they're going down. But then the other path is special education. Now, children, and that's where my research comes in. So children are, Black boys are being referred at astronomical rates to special education. Some of them may need services, but others may just need intensive interventions. They really may need somebody to sit down with them and say, hey, these are comprehension strategies. This is how you can visualize the text. This is how you can make connections to the text. This is how you can use your background knowledge to understand what you're reading. And so when those things aren't done, then those children are referred to special education, and we know that they're tested using standardized tests, that the standard is a white child in suburbia, and so that's not the standard of the urban child who hasn't had as much experience with words, okay? So then when they are referred, typically they're going to be put into special education. So now you're in the special class. Now you're further ostracized because you don't know, or no one's taking the time to just maybe intervene on your behalf and support you. So now you're in special education, and who wants to be the kid in special ed, right? Those are the children that are picked on, and there's a stigma attached to being in special education. So here we go again. Now we get into that special education to prison pipeline. And so for me, that's troubling. For me, it's disheartening. So I've spent loads and loads of money on school and lots of time to get to the point where I can really do some research to sort of support this problem. But I find that the root of this problem is literacy. Having children, specifically boys, have experiences with texts that are so positive that they become readers. So maybe they're not curled up in the chair, maybe they're not in borders sitting crisscross applesauce, but they're willing to pick up a book. Listen, books give you exposure to things that you can't experience. So right now we live in the social media age, right? And everybody, you know, is like has this persona of who they want to be. But why not take the opportunity to create experiences for yourself in books? Why not go places that you've never been? Why not have experiences that you've never had in books? Why not gain knowledge through books? And there are many genres. So it may be that you may watch something on television about ancient Egypt, so you go pick up a book to learn more. You may be into cars, and so you want to learn more about automobiles and the start of automobiles. You may want to know about computers. Pick up a book and learn more about it. So I just think that we limit ourselves in this fictional, you know, story, romance, novel sort of genres instead of looking at the bigger picture, that there are libraries and opportunities with Kindles and e-books and all sorts of means of literature and text to learn more and to be better. And so that's kind of where I am.
Yeah, there's a t-shirt that very well illustrates what you just alluded to as the special education to prison pipeline.
Yes.
You sent the shirt to me. I put it on the episode page or the show page. for this episode. And I'm also going to put it on our show's Twitter and my personal Facebook. It's very well illustrated. I mean, my goodness.
Thank you. Shout out to my little brother. He has his own. He does graphic work, and he also does branding. And so he's Mr. 413 Media. So I gave him my idea of what I was picturing and what I envisioned, and he put it on a shirt for me. So I'm really excited about it, and I just want to share that message with people that we have to close that pipeline, and it starts with us. It starts in our homes. So
the special education to prison pipeline. That's a deep shirt. That's a deep shirt. I mean, it's a shirt that people are going to ask you about. You got to be willing to talk about your shirt when you wear that shirt. Some shirts you can't just wear and not get into a conversation. You know, because if you forget you have the shirt on, people will remind you. They're like, what's the concept behind that? And you're like, oh yeah, I got the shirt on. I forgot. I was too busy eating my hot dog. I forgot I had to get this dissertation. I think we covered it. We covered the special education to prison pipeline. You have two more shirts, and I definitely wanted to make a point of getting to each one of these shirts because there's a message behind each one of these shirts, and I'm saving the one I like the most for last. But
okay,
you also have a shirt out of the three you sent me that I'm going to post on the Facebook that's on the show page that says graduation. Wait. Graduation, not incarceration. And all of these shirts have Pound Educate Our Boys beneath them.
Yes.
Which you need to hashtag if you want to be with this movement. Graduation.
Yeah.
You got to be with the movement. Graduation, not incarceration. And I guess the message behind that is pretty straightforward.
Straightforward.
We need to. Yeah. We definitely need to stay on a path towards graduation as opposed to incarceration. I forget the exact statistic. It's so alarming, and I'm not going to misquote it. It's one of those well decorated statistics, like the 1% of athletes are going to go to the NBA play professionally. One of those well decorated statistics. I don't know what made me say that one, but. But
I mean, well, here's one for you. Let's talk about dropout rates for African American males in Philadelphia. Ninth grade dropout rates were around 48% in like 2011, 2012. 48% of black males who went to ninth grade dropped out.
Wow.
What happens in ninth grade? It becomes more difficult,
wow,
right? You're not in one classroom. It's, you know, it's like a sink or swim kind of thing. And so what happens to those boys? Now here we go again with that school-to-prison pipeline. Because when you drop out of school, what are you going to do with an eighth grade education except for hustle, right? I mean,
right. That's a great statistic. The one I was going to say was that the amount of black males that aren't in college are like one-third incarcerated or almost half incarcerated. The black males who don't have a college degree, who aren't currently in school, are like incarcerated at a high level. Now, unless there's something else that you wanted to say towards that shirt, I'll move on to the last shirt as you not only comment on that shirt but help close us out with your message to the parents of young black males.
Okay.
In the minute or two that we have remaining, because we came to an abrupt ending to the show. I'm sorry that the episode's over. Now, so are you good with the graduation incarceration? Can I reveal
that?
Yes. Okay. So I read on my level. Okay.
Yes. Now, I love that shirt, right?
This one's funny to me.
Listen, that just says that you may be in the ninth grade, but you might only read on the seventh grade level. You may be in the fifth grade. You might read on a 12th grade level, but it is the responsibility of parents, because we can't put all the responsibility on teachers, right? Parents in that community, that village, to support our boys, take them to the library, buy them a book, Let them find books that are not too easy and not too hard, something that's just right, something that will engage them, that's on their level so that they can elevate. And that's really what that for me, that shirt is saying, give me a book that's on my level so that I can elevate. I can understand it. I can have a conversation about it. I can act it out. I can tell someone else about it. I'll read it again. I am gaining knowledge from that book. It's all about elevation. It's all about our boys, keeping them out of prison and keeping them out of graves, right? It's all about making sure that we do what we can, and it can start with just a book that's on their level to elevate our boys. And that's where I'm at with it. That's my whole, that's what I'm committed to.
Yeah, so. Yeah. You summed it up. Pound Educate Our Boys. I read on my level. That is it. That's the one. I gotta have it. Now, all the information about the shirts and any other information you need to know about my glorious special guest will be posted. And so listen here. One or 2 minutes. A message to the parents of black males, as well as educators, about everything that we just said. What can we do? Because the most important message, the most important thing, I should say, is that we take something from this show that's proactive. Now,
yes.
What can happen immediately in the lives of educators and parents that will help change many of the problems, or maybe not change, but help to make it less of a problem, help rectify this issue that we have?
Yeah, I mean, to change the trajectory of black boys, we have to start before they go to school. So we're engaging them in text. Parents, read out loud to your children. Parents, show your child that you're a reader. Share your experiences with books. Give them access to books, whether it be the library, the bookstore, and then also allow them to make connections. So if they see something on television, they see something in a movie, they see something in their community, have them find a book about it. Read that book. And then write you an essay or tell you about it, give you a summary of it. Engage their minds. When you go to the grocery store, talk to them about, have them read the signs in the grocery store. Have them read to find what they would like to have for dinner. Have them look up recipes on the internet and then use those recipes to create a meal for you. It's about engaging our boys from the very beginning, before they enter classrooms, engaging them, reading to them, and letting them know that they can be successful. Show them that they can be successful. When they find success, when they do something, when they're able to read a text and they're able to share it with you, praise them so that they'll continue to read.
That's what it is. We highlighted a bunch of ugly and alarming statistics in this episode. Do not let the young black males in your life become a part of it. Here we go. Now, thank you so much. Back to school. The Back to School series has concluded. We are diving straight back into relationships. Next week, it's already hot. Can friends have sex on the Eric Terrell Show? Listen, love is the most important thing, people. Love yourself, love others, love the truth, and love love. It's not hard to love love. All you have to do is love God, because God is love, and God did it. Okay, listen here, God did it. Can friends have sex? Thank you, Amiri Yasmeen. Next week, educate our boys.